I think we can start our meeting. This must be. Good morning, honorable members, good morning everybody, officials from the department, officials from the Kamdebo municipality. I welcome you to this meeting. This is a meeting of the Land and Environmental Affairs. Thank you very much to take serious our invitation to come and brief us here. Honorable members, there is an agenda in front of us where it says the briefing by the Kamdebo municipality on water-related challenges experienced in their municipality. We are going to start on that, and then after that we'll have a briefing by the Department of Water Affairs on their blue drop report. And then after that we'll have the adoption and consideration of minutes. So we're going to stick only on the program. But before we start, I think it will be a proper for us to introduce ourselves, as I think everybody must know who is in the meeting, who is not in the meeting. There are some few apologies that I have. I've got only one apology from Prince Zulu, and I take assumption that Honorable Mkhobi, Honorable Sibande are also attending their meetings.
So Chairperson Mkhobi is coming.
Who's that? Mkhobi. Mkhobi is coming. But now let me start to introduce ourselves. Let me start by myself. I'm Noitando Sekani, the chairperson of this committee, in here from the Eastern Cape, the member of the NSOP. From you,
Kupsa. Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning. My name is Mafemani Makuvela, a member of this committee from Limpopo, a very hot place. Thank you.
Morning, Chair, and morning, everyone. My name is Daryl Worth. I'm a member of this select committee in the upper house, and I'm also from a very dry province at the moment, for a start, a Free State. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Aunel Dabir. I'm a member of this committee in the Western Cape.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Mamuma Gadla, a member of this committee, hailing from KZN.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sorry to be late. A leader is not a late, it's delayed. My name is Kauta Mokoro. I'm a member of this committee. As the chair has also said, I'm also the whip of this committee. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much. I think before we go down, let's allow myself to introduce themselves.
Morning, my name is Deshni Pale. I'm the content advisor.
Morning, everybody. Asker Bauer, committee secretary.
Good morning. Kubis Yusle, researcher for the select committee.
Kululeko Mangweni, committee assistant.
Good morning. I'm Matilda Letago. I'm the executive secretary to the chairperson.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Vuyiswa Swapapu, the secretary to Honorable Juju Mokoro from the Northern Cape. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Mabi Swart from the Department of Water Affairs.
Thank you.
Morning, Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Elgard Miller. I'm currently acting Deputy Director General for Policy and Regulation. Also offer apologies from our Director General.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
My name is Vincent Munene from the Department of Water Affairs.
Thank you. Switch on the mic. Okay. Good morning. My name is Deborah Muchoti. I'm from the Department of Water Affairs.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair. My name is Arthur, and I'm from the Canterbury Municipality.
Thank you. Welcome. At the back, can you introduce yourself, ladies and gentlemen?
Good morning, Chair. Siyabonga, I'm from Salga.
Thank you, Salga.
My name is Monique.
In the mic.
In the mic.
Yeah.
Good morning, my name is Monique Doyle from PMG.
PMG.
Good morning, my name is Whitney Stenner from PMG.
PMG. Is there anyone in the general that you meet at the you introduce yourself, sorry for that. Introduce yourself.
Rodney Mashele from the Department of Water Affairs.
From the Department of Water Affairs. Okay. Mama, can you move a little bit? Is it can you take your chest and put it next to your colleagues? Thank you very much. I think everybody, we know each other now. I think, as I said before, that we are going to start with Kam Debuo Municipality to brief us on their challenges experienced in their municipalities. So I think now I'll give the platform to you to brief us about the municipality, the old challenges, whatever.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I said, my name is Ivy Barrington. I'm the Manager of Technical Services of Canterbury Municipality. I'll explain where Canterbury is. It's a small municipality that's had 14 years.
Sorry, which presentation are you going to use? Are two okay, thank you.
Thank you, Madam. This Canterbury has a very proud record. It's had 14 years unqualified audits in a row, and it's twice been voted municipality of the country. Just to put you in the picture where we are, we form part of the Kakadu District Municipality, which is based in Port Elizabeth.
Ma'am?
Excuse me, I just want the clarity. Is there no mayor at Canterbury local municipality?
Yes, there is a mayor.
So what are you representing is the municipality? The technical.
I'm technical manager,
technical
services.
Okay.
I'm one of the officials.
Okay.
The question I'm raising is this because we are politicians here. It would be much better if the mayor was here just to answer some questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Makata. Is there any mayor that is coming with you?
No, what? No, it's anyone from the municipality, yeah.
Only one?
Correct.
What is the invitation, sir? What is the invite? You invite the municipality. Yeah, it's technical, but for the other clarities we need from the mayor. Yes, we understand it's technical, but in other areas we need to get it from the mayor. But because you are here, but in future, when we invited the municipalities, one of the heads of the municipalities will come to us. Honorable.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Chair. I don't know. I think this thing must be made clear. committee to appear in front of the committee, we actually need to hear from the head, the political head of the institution. I'm not saying the mayor shouldn't come with the technical advisor. The technical advisor can be here. He can give presentation on behalf of the mayor. But the question, when we start to ask questions, the question must be directed to the mayor. And the responsibility of the report will not be attached to the technical advisor. The responsibility of the presentation will be attached to the political head of the institution, such as mayor. We recently just had a seminar here in the old assembly. You remember where we had almost all the municipalities from all over the country represented, and it was emphasized that the issues of municipalities must be restructured, it must be refocused, and it must be re-strategized. And that message was going to the political head of the municipal institutions. Now, I want, Chair, this must be made clear that when we invite the municipality, we actually want to see the political head of the institution. And if that message has not been properly riveted into their mind, today it must be riveted, because we are now in a complete different terrain. You see our country is burning. We see our country is moving into something else, which we really don't know. And this is because of the leadership on the ground. We need these people to pull up their socks and be abreast with the new development and new approach. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable. Is there anyone from the Honourable Members?
Yes.
I'm speaking about the technical officer and the leadership of the municipality. Is there anyone who got another feeling? Yes.
Yes, Chairperson. If you all had we heard from the whip here and also from the proposal, it means to whom are we going to put our questions if we continue with that type of oral briefing? Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Do you want to say,
Ernest?
Yes.
Yeah. I think I agree with the with the fact that the political head must be present. But I think in this case, the communication between our office and the municipality might be the problematic one, because invited only the municipality and didn't say we need, on the basis that it's a technical team. I think if I understood it correctly. But I agree with the principle that it is a norm in this house that when a council is represented, there must be a political head leading the delegation with the technical team.
If we say that we invited the municipality, they assume that we invited only the technical side. If we invited the municipality, the head of the municipality is the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
That is the head of the municipality. So they will not assume that, as we wanted to hear from by the blue drop whatsoever, by the challenges. But if we say the municipality is the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Chair, thank you very much. My input, I'm not suggesting that we reject the report. I've used the word riveted in their minds, meaning the municipality as headed by the mayor. It must be understood. It must be, these people, what I see, Chair, is that they actually need an education, which we gave to them now the other day, and to educate the person is not an event. We must also understand from that it's not an event, it's a process. Maybe it has not sunk properly into their mind, and if in the future we make an invitation, I think it must be clearly reflected in the invitation that we need the mayor or whoever can represent the mayor in terms of the politicians, and it need be the technical service people can also be there to assist the mayor. I'm not saying we must reject the report.
Okay.
Yes.
As Mama Kasa raised this, open this can of worms. So, what is the suggestion? Here is the technical manager from the Kamdevo municipality. What must we do now? I'll give this from the forum, the one who raised this concern. What must we do? And then we'll take a resolution from there. Mama Kasa.
No, Chair, I was raising because, you know, I'm dealing with intergovernmental relations. So if the another sphere doesn't want to cooperate with other spheres, it will be a problem. We are always on oversight. When we are on oversight, we deal with mayors, the officials or directors accompany the political heads just to advise. Otherwise, we want reports from the mayors in the local government sphere as well as provincial government. But I don't say we must not go on with the presentation. We must go on with the presentation, but noting that next time we'll be expecting the political side to give a presentation to other politicians. Thank you.
Thank you. I've heard that when we have presented this, I don't know whether it's Honorable Honor, when she said that when we can listen to the presentation, where are you going to answer the question from whom? So I want to know from that another
call. My suggestion, Chair, would be that we listen to the presentation.
Yes.
But we don't ask questions. We take a resolution that the committee headed by the chair must write a letter to the concerned mayor. Repeating, I'm saying it for the third time now, this understanding, for the mayor to understand, and in the letter we must say, question session is still pending because of the absence of the mayor. We need the mayor to be here to come and answer questions, because whatever he answers, it will be from the technical point of view. We are not representing the technical aspect of the municipality, we are representing the political processes that must ensue in the municipality.
Okay, thank you. I think I must take that as an agreement from the committee that the Kamdevo municipality, sir, you are going to give us this presentation, but the members will not ask any questions from you. They will write a letter to the municipality. It means that we will be having another meeting asking you and your mayor to come to us. Okay. Let's all agree about that so we can continue to give a presentation. Thank you, honorable members, about that concern.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As I said, we form part of the Kadu District Municipality of the Eastern Cape. Kadu is a Khoi word referring to landscape of semi-arid plains, of undulating mountains, and the sea. Now, the Kadu does form part of the coastline as well. Kamdebo is a Khoi word meaning green valley or green hollow. Just to give you a bit of history of where the names come from. The Kamdebo Malacca Municipality is known as EC101. As I mentioned, it's situated in the Kakadu District Municipal Area. We've got a total population of about 44,000. with an area of 12,400 square kilometers. It incorporates the towns of Graaffreinet, the population is the biggest town, about 37,000, Aberdeen, with a population of 6,300, and New Bethesda, with only a population of 1,000. Now, those are stats 2001 census. We think that those figures are rather outdated. Consists of 10,320 households. The Karoo is renowned for its pristine natural environmental environment. We've got lots of game farms, very diverse people and culture, and is a popular tourist destination. Our tourism is our most important industry. Graaffreinet is the seat of the Municipal Council, classified as Category B municipality with a primary executive system combined with ward participating system and their 14 part-time councillors. Now the water situation, I'm going to go through town by town. Cumberland Municipality is both a water services authority and a water services provider. Graaffreinet gets its water when we don't have droughts from the Gweber Dam. This dam was completed in 1924. It's owned by the municipality. It's got a 33-meter high concrete wall. Its original storage capacity was 80 million cubic meters. The storage capacity in 1998 is 47.2 million cubic meters. In other words, the dam is almost tilted up to half of its capacity. And the predicted storage capacity in 2025 will be exactly half of what it was designed for. At present, we are the yield of the dam is 7,500 kiloliters per day. We treat the water by means of rapid gravity filters. Sorry, the 7,500 kiloliters in grade, but we rapid capacity gravity filters of 40,000 kiloliters a day. There's a mistake there. We also rely on emergency borehole well fields when the dam is dry, which happens very often. And that can produce about half the water we require for the town. Our sewage treatment, the Green Drop, is an activated sludge treatment plant with a capacity of 4,500 kiloliters per day. It's recently been upgraded. It's running at about 50 to 60% of its capacity now. And in phase two, to complete the upgrading, which is the base to complete the fencing and all the trimmings, it costs 14 million and MIC funding has been approved for that already. What are the challenges we have in Graaffreinet? The water reticulation system requires upgrading, both in capacity and aging infrastructure. We require for ACES funding for 6.6 million. Wastewater service require new system to replace septic tanks and fresh trench drains in certain areas. The whole of Cumberware is serviced on waterborne sewage, but we still have septic tanks. We've got no backlog as far as water systems are concerned. The Mazazaki extra storage and pumping capacity required, the demand is exceeding the supply. This has happened because the Mazazaki has gone onto waterborne sewage, and they didn't make provision for the extra water that was required there. The horseshoe is the actual town itself. The reconstruction of the water reticulation system is required. In place of this, we've still got the old cast iron steel pipes in use. And these pipes are calcified and are very brittle. Valves are non-operational. We've requested ACE funding for 25 million. The wastewater system requires reconstruction, estimated cost of 18.6 million, and there we're still using the old vitrified pipes, and we get a lot of root ingress into them, so you get lots of blockages, and they are outdated. We've also applied via our big funding, regional bulk infrastructure grant, for the upgrading of what we call an emergency well field. In other words, when a dam is empty, we rely on boreholes, and the boreholes need to be upgraded. And there's funding for 30 million being applied for that. That's been granted already. Aberdeen is our second biggest town, totally different to Graaffreinet. It relies only on boreholes. We've got six boreholes yielding 1,790 kiloliters per day, and our demand is 2,300 kiloliters per day. We've got a major problem in Aberdeen with supply. Series of the oxidation ponds in use also just been upgraded. The cost of $3.6 million. We need a phase two there as well, and MIC funding has been applied for. Challenges in Aberdeen, Timberless Easeway, replace small bore sewer recirculation system. Aberdeen's got small bore sewer systems, and for some reason I don't know why they were put in. We've got MIC funding for $5.6 million to replace a small bore sewer recirculation system. In town, we've got a similar problem. We've applied for ASAP funding for $8.8 million. We need to reconstruct our water recirculation system, and ASAP funding is applied for $10.2 million. Now this is the important part of Aberdeen now, is additional water supply quality is a problem in Aberdeen. The water comes from boreholes, and it's probably technical minded, but the new SANS requirements require class 1 water, and this Aberdeen's water is in a class 2 water, so we definitely have a quality problem in Aberdeen. And MIC funding has been applied for. As I mentioned, present water quality, the quality of water is a problem. New Bethesda, water supply, well, it's a very small place, as I said, only 1,000 people there. There's reportedly as many as 60 private boreholes in the village. We have just completed the new water treatment works. 320 kiloliters per day came into operation about 2 weeks ago. And we've got our water from a fountain, a perennial fountain, that delivers 80 liters per second, but we are only using about 10 liters per second. Sewage is mostly septic tanks or soakaways. Full waterborne sewage is planned. The treatment works is going to be upgraded in the next financial year. Challenges in New Bethesda. We need to upgrade the wastewater treatment works. We are waiting for the record of decision there from the department. We're expecting that to be in November. The funding is already in place, and the funding is via the Cardo District Municipality. Water-related general issues that affect the whole Cumberland, were not only the three towns. We have implemented a water conservation and demand management program. The project commenced in 2011-12 with great success, but further funding is required to continue with the project. A major problem in our whole Karoo cluster, and I'm not only talking about Cumberland, I'm talking about our neighbouring towns as well, neighbouring municipalities, Bavian, Zikwezi, and Blue Crane, don't have a sustainable water supply. Most of us rely on borehole water or small dams. So that whole area, this dry area, needs a more sustainable regional water supply. Our biggest problem in the smaller municipalities is retention of staff. The municipalities just can't pay a reasonable salary because it's such a small municipality. And here we've got engineers. You don't get engineers in these smaller municipalities. I'm a retired engineer that have asked me to come and assist there, so I'm there. Even electricians, fitters, mechanical staff, and then of course process controllers. These process controllers are the people that control your daily operations, your water treatment works and your sewage treatment works. And these are people that are in high demand because there are so few of them in the country. And as soon as a small municipality trains your staff, the bigger metros just snap them up, which is a major problem to us. Regulatory factors, for a small municipality, we feel that we over-regulated. I do believe we need quality that needs to be regulated. The cost of complying with the regulating factors is very, very high. We need things like water and wastewater master plans. These got to be upgraded each year. We need stormwater ingress plans into sewer systems, implementation and monitoring of boreholes, groundwater management, resource-directed measures. These all require a lot of money to operate, and smaller municipalities just can't afford these items. Replacement of assets, especially vehicles and construction plants, treatment plants, and the tickling system. They're limited funds. our funding stream is very limited, so to replace our assets is difficult. We smaller municipalities also struggle when we apply for grant funding, and there's what they call a social component of the grant that the municipality has to pay in themselves. This we find is excessive, and we, again, as I say, we just don't have the capital to pay the social component. So for grant funding, it's quite a challenge for us. Control and monitor industries. Luckily, we haven't got industries except for abattoirs, so that's a small problem, but it's a concern of ours. With that goes implementation of the bylaws. Again, we haven't got experienced staff to implement the control of our bylaws, especially with abattoirs. License of water treatment works, boreholes, wastewater treatment works are a very, very slow process. Applications are submitted, but we struggle to get feedback. On a positive side, very, very positive side, and this we must thank Water Affairs for, is they've a grateful support for the Rapid Response Unit. Water Affairs have realized a lot of municipalities in crisis, and they've established a Rapid Response Unit. And these people, these gentlemen and ladies, or this unit, is assisting us in a major way, and we're very, very grateful for that. That's just a picture of our dam. It's actually overflowed this winter for the first time in living memory. And we can see with snow back in Weber Dam when it's got water in. And this is a picture taken on the 13th of February 2011 when it's overflowed for the first time in 7 years again. And thank you, that dam also dries up very quickly because of the evaporation. And also, when it gets to about 50% of capacity, the water quality is so poor that we can't even use it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much about the presentation. Yeah, there are things that we need some clarity. But we took a resolution. I don't know whether the committee wants the clarity, or because if you want the clarity, it means that you're going to ask questions. So we took a resolution here that we are going to call the political head of the municipality to come to us and explain, because there are so many things that we want some clarity in this presentation, but I don't want to touch it because we took a resolution as a committee that he must just present, and then we are not going to ask anything. I'm right, Honorable Member.
You're right.
I've seen that there are some members want to do something clarity. No,
yeah,
we,
but
no.
I just want to put some weight on what we are now, what we have decided, the reason why.
Yes.
So
the
technical staff can actually sit with the mayor and explain to the mayor why this decision. Can I do so, mayor?
I don't want to open that.
No, I don't think we open. I just want to send a message through
you
here.
You can
to
send
the mayor
a message, but not ask anything.
Yeah, no, I'm not asking anything.
All right.
Yeah, from my listening to the presentation, there are lots of challenges and lots of problems. Now, the reason why we cannot ask you questions is because you are not the decision maker. It is the council that makes the decision under the stewardship of the mayor. Now, it is useless to put questions to you. Whatever you even try to ask, you may answer, but to us it means nothing because we have to deal directly with the head of the institution. So that I am, through the chairperson, asking you as a technical person in the municipality and knowing very well about these challenges and problems, sit with the mayor and make it clear to her or him that the reason of not asking questions is because we, the officials, are the people not making a decision. Decision comes from the council itself, headed by the mayor. For instance, skills development. We have to ask those souls what is being done. You are complaining about there's a demand. high demand of certain people in certain categories. But it is not for you to give us an answer. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I think, Salka, you are here. We are not trying to be impossible as a committee. At least we want something proper. So we will not say that this committee is very impossible. I think, Kamdeko, you are finished to do this presentation. Honorable members, we have got to the second item, that is the briefing by the Department of Water Affairs on their blue drop report. Also, in that department, there is no political head. They said that the DDG, the acting DDG for policy and health care regulation, I am right? Yes. So, what must we do? This is the acting DDG.
I want to be consistent.
In that word. I don't want it to. We must balance the things. Yes. And he put an apology for the DG. So now, as a committee, what must we do? Because we want the people. They must not undermine our committee. Please, they must not undermine our committee. We need the political heads because there are some questions that we need to answer from them, not from the acting, not from one who initiates the things, you know. So I'm just hand over to the committee again to discuss this. Yes, of course.
Chairperson, we're having a problem.
Very serious.
And then we understand the circumstances, but we are also reluctant to listen to this type of things. We cannot just say, give them chance time and again and time and again. They will use a wonderful name. You say to increase. To ribbit. We want also to ribbit that they better go back and then they'll come up with a DG or, you know, yeah, political head, I mean to say. The same.
Honorable Honor?
Chairperson, I think we are dealing here with two different methods.
Mm.
We are dealing here with the department which is not presenting to the committee for the first time. Which is supposed to know the protocol in terms of representation. We are not only want to deal with technical matters here, we want to deal with policy matters because this is a department which is regulating. They are the regulator in the sector. And we want to deal with policy matters. Now, how do we respond? That's why I'm saying it's two different matters to me. This is the department which normally comes to the committee well represented. So for me, Chairperson, really, I don't know where to place it. But clearly, we must not apologize for the recognition which the institution requires. So that's what I'm saying. That it is a total undermining of the institution in terms of our own oversight role over this department. And it's unacceptable. We can't go forward. Today we're having an acting DDG. Next time we're going to have a lower official coming and represent the institution. So where do you draw the line?
You know, I'm very, very worried, you know. When the departments, all those departments, when it comes to us, they just throw it. They don't take us serious. But when it goes to that side of the NA, they make sure that all their officials are going to be there. All the heads are going to be there. But when it comes to this side, they will send somebody to say, go and present. And we're not going to accept that. This is the committee. We took the resolutions here. So we can't take just like ease, you know. So I don't know. And as what Honest said, this is not the first time we are dealing with this
officials now and again, they know our protocols. They know what must we do here in this committee. I don't know. I will take it to the resolution from the committee. I'm not, but I've got a decision that what must we do, but I will rely on the committee. Honourable, I will hand over to you to explain first what is it happening now.
Madam Chair, I hear what you are saying. I understand that I wasn't with him, but our Director General, Mr. Maxwell Sahindia, was here with you. He couldn't come today. There's another meeting that he had to attend, and also later coming to Cape Town for a meeting on the Sotho Islands, I understand. So he asked me to represent him and offer his apologies. I'm directly dealing with this matter as being responsible for regulation. I'm here with Deborah Mashoki, who is the Chief Director for Regulation. So I hear your objections, and I will certainly convey that to the Director General and also talk to the Minister to give them the full message. Thank you, Chair.
It seems the message is not even landing in his mind. He's still talking about the DDG. He is the acting DG. The emphasis here is on the political head of the department. The political head can only be accompanied by whoever comes from the technical section. But what we want to hear, what we want to speak direct to, is the political head. And it seems you don't understand what we are saying here, too. Because you're still talking about the DDG. Well, the DDG will come here, he will give us a presentation, but when it comes to question time, we have to give the responsibility or attach the responsibility to the political head, not the DDG. The DDG goes out with the political head, and then he can advise the minister, whoever it is. Say, Minister, I think from now on we do it this way. Do we understand one another?
Chair, through you, Mr. Mokoro, I fully understand. I fully grasp what you say. We will convey that message to the minister as the political leader. Thank you.
Okay, honourable members, what must we do? Can we take the presentation, yes or no?
Chairperson, I want to make a formal proposal. Let's just send them back. Because we can't deal with a situation here where we going to deal with officials of the department. The official, the political responsibility, even the minister office, I'm shocked, because if the minister can't be here, the minister always is represented by an office, a delegated person, but here it's nothing at all. So I'm saying that for me, Chairperson, I don't want to go further than the fact that I'm proposing, because this department finds itself in court daily, in court cases, because of the issue of the basic needs, which is water. Now, how are we going to deal with the matters? We are coming from an oversight recently, which affect this department. You need to raise those issues. You can't raise them today, because I thought it's an opportunity for us to raise the issues which was raised to us. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Chair. I support Honorable O'Neill, because if something happens in Carolina, for instance, only the minister will respond to that, and not the officials or politicians. What happened to the provincial department, to the provincial portfolio committee or NSOP? Why did they not go there for oversight to see what's happening in Carolina? And I'm giving an example. It means that we want to see minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable, do you want to say and then take a decision?
Yeah. I think the resolution here Chairperson, if we are real people who are in contact with the current world affairs, we know there is what do you call the cyclone Isaac somewhere in America. There's floods, houses are underwater, and the person who responds to that is not even the minister or the secretary today, is the president himself. This is exactly what we are saying. Is the president who, President Obama, who went there to go and consult with the community, the affected people, and give them promises at that level of the presidency, not at the level of the DDG, the acting DDG. That's nonsense.
Okay. Are you true?
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Okay, you want to say something because I want to...
Yeah, Honorable Chair, if I go back to the minister will ask me in what format was this invitation directed, and I was informed by our Director General to come here and represent him. I've seen some of these invitations. I haven't seen this personally, so I'm talking from not having seen it. But just to get it right from administrative side, was this invitation directed to the minister to ask her specifically to come here, or was it directed to the Director General? I think in future, as much as you as a committee wants to put it right, I also want to put it right, and I think we must also be very precise in our communication. Forgive me for being so direct in this question. Thank you, Madam Chair.
So, okay, did you see our invitation?
I said I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen
it? No, I haven't seen it.
So I don't hear in your last words.
No, I just say when I go back to the minister was.
I said that we must be precise as a committee, and I don't know what you're going to mean.
I'm just trying to say to see that was this invitation to request you to enlighten
you
me.
You asked it from us.
Yes, please, Madam.
Why can't you ask us from the department the invitation? Yes. Because this invitation was directed to you. It's not proper to ask us. You know, that's why I said I don't hear what are you saying now.
Who is heading the department?
You want to put the blame to us.
I don't want to put the blame. Please understand me correctly, Madam Chair. I just want us to put, I want to work with you as a committee, as an official, to put these things in a
proper... Yes, I know you said you want to put the thing correct.
Yeah.
Who's not correct? Because as the committee, I can assure you the invitation is go straight to the minister, not to anyone.
Okay, thanks for Minister.
Not to anyone. So please apologize for your last words.
I apologize. Thanks for that information, Madam Chair.
Before you come, before you must come here, you must ask the invitation from your department. And we are not wrong when we are saying that we want the political head. We are the politicians. We are not wrong. But we want to make the things right. Not to ask to say to you, to ask to say that you must make the things right. So, honourable members, I think this is. In fact, I was going to take a resolution to say that the DDG must present, and then we're not going to answer. We're not going to ask the questions. But the way he puts it, I will also say that he must go back because it doesn't seem to be apologetic. I was going to take a ruling to say that okay. Let's make like what we have done to Kandibuo to say that he must present, and then we're not going to ask questions. But now he's not apologetic. He just wants to put a blame to us to say that we must make the things right. As we are not making anything wrong. We know what our officers do. So I think... Honourable members, let's give this gentleman to give us this presentation, and then we're not going to ask any questions. For the sake of the government funds, because this is waste to come from that's right, to hear. Just for that, I would just ask the honorable members to plea me about that, to say that let's give this gentleman to allow him to do to give us this presentation, and after that we're not going to answer any questions. Yes, honorable members, am I right?
I just want to know if he presents, when will be having an opportunity to engage the report?
Okay, is there anyone? Vincent, want to say something?
Agreeing that we present, and if members want to ask questions, because we understand that we will not respond to questions, maybe we could have the questions in writing and we let minister maybe respond in writing to the questions that would be asked.
Yeah, this thing seems to lead us into becoming a norm, that asking question in writing. You know, you have a question, you have a supplementary question, you have an input, and the input raises another question. It is better to do that when you are engaging with the person responsible. Allowing them to give a presentation and say, we will put our questions in writing, I don't think that has any effect, really. It hasn't got any effect to me. It doesn't. We want to even the facial expression of whoever is responsible, whether the head of the department, the political head of the department, and even the body language. You know, when you speak, there's a lot of interaction that is going on between the two people who are engaged. And we want to read all that so that when we take a decision, we should be fully informed and take an informed decision. Chair, thank you.
Okay. I think, Honorable Cook, I think I'll reserve my proposal.
Chairperson, I'm slightly worried if you are going to give them chance. We have taken the decision that no, they must definitely go back, because we don't want to go on post-mortem things now. We will do the post-mortem in the right place during the autopsy. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Chairperson, I still maintain my support to Cornell.
Yeah.
In order for us, for all of us, to pull together with this issue of water. Water is a crisis. Water, you know, everybody is in need of water. We can't expect responses like this, yet we are very serious about this issue. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. Thank you. I think I'm here to lead. I'm reversing my decision. I'll take the collective to say that at least the department must go back, and then we will invite them again, and then they will bring somebody who is now is a political head. Thank you very much. So you must take from there, Vincent, that we committee has resolved that. Because I can't say I'm not leading alone here. We are working as a collective. So I must listen what the members said. Thank you very much. Thank you for the attendance. I think honorable members will have a 10 minutes break, 5 minutes for tea, and then we'll get another program. No, please don't go, honorable members. There are some things that we need to. Thank you very much, Salka, to attend our meeting. Come the board. We'll invite you again. Come with your political head. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm not going to
And they might even bring the same presentation back over 6 months. The same, the exact same, the same.
Yeah.
Cut and paste. Oh. Oh, okay.
Okay.
What is it?
understand the volume of my hand.
Let's start to the minutes of the. We have got a lot, about 7 sets of minutes. Five.
Where was the comment? Okay. So many minutes, eh?
5 sets of minutes, because we don't usually correct. We've got a serious problem of members. So when we have members, we have to got many sets of minutes. So we've got 5 sets of minutes, so we need to be adopted. And Oscar is going to do some little bit of announcement after that. So the set of the 15th of May, the Select Committee on Land about the briefing by the Department of Agriculture, Forests and Fisheries on their strategic plan and the annual performance plan of the Rohanga Food Security. I remember that meeting. Kikani, West, Mabe, Makaza, Koro, Makubel, and Debir. Okay, page one. Okay, on page two. Is there anything? Page 3. I mean, I thought the 15th. Page 4. And page 5. Is there any mover? Honorable Makubela has been. By Makaila, yeah. And then minutes of the 22nd of May. Briefing by the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform on their strategic plan and annual performance plan with specific reference to the proposed policy initiatives and performance targets for the 2012-2013 financial year. Members present, Honorable West, Honorable Mabe, Honorable Magala, Honorable Horo, Honorable Debye. Apologies. On page 1, page 2, sorry. Page 3. Page 4. Any more? Honorable West, covered by Honorable Paul. Thank you. And then minutes of the 29th of May, a follow-up briefing by the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform on the strategic plan and annual performance plan with specific reference to the proposed policy initiatives and performance targets for the 2012-2013 financial year. Briefing by the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform on the Special Planning and Land Use Management Bill B14-2012 SOP proposed Section 76. The members present are Kikani, Honorable West, Honorable Makatla, Honorable Mkoro, Honorable Debye. Apologies. Was Honorable Ntwanambi, Prince Zulu, Honorable Mkhobi, Honorable Makhobi, Honorable Mabe. Then page 2. Page 3. Page 4. 5. Is there any more? Another from Akadla, 7 another from Khoro. Thank you very much. And then the date of the 7th of August. Written by the Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries on United Nations Special Rapporteur Tier Country Mission on the implementation of rights to food. Agricultural projects relevant to the Department Zero Hunger Program in this province. Members present, Kikani, Honorable West, Honorable Makubela, Honorable Nkoro, Honorable Tipie. Apologies, Honorable Tanandi, Honorable Mabe, and Honorable Makadla. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. The any mover? Honorable Makubela and Honorable Mkoro. Thank you very much. The last set of minutes is on the it's clipped on the 14th of August. Written by the Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries. Agricultural projects relevant to the Department of Zero Hunger Program in each province as presented in the provincial progress report. Members present, Kigani, Mabe, West, and Honorable Mkhoro. But only one page. Page 2. Is there any mover? Honorable West and Honorable Mkhoro. Thank you very much.
It was a short meeting.
Yeah, I remember that one, yeah. Yes. I think, thank you very much. I think, Honorable Members, we have done a very good thing with us because those departments will undermine us
forever.
And they are, in fact, they wanted to put fingers to test us each year because we always send them back and then they become right. And then after a year, they do it again. So at least we must put the pressure on them. And they don't do this in the NA. NA, they are all right. They bring the ministers, they bring the DGs, they bring everybody. But when it comes to this side, they just throw it. So I think it's very right. And I also thank Honorable Makas about this gentleman from Kamdebuo. I nearly slipped that. Where's the mayor? I thought he's right. But Mama Kata captured that. No, he must not be alone. Thank you for this cooperation of the meeting. I think for this, up to now, as a committee, we are doing very well. We didn't go to me, Magadla, and Honorable Mkhoro to Mueshe. I understand when I got a report from my official that there's a mess in Mueshe. So I think we need again to sit down to check when are we going back again. And I heard that there was only no one, no community members.
Yeah.
I'm sure they were blocked not to come to us, to the college. The hall was full of officials, not community members. So I think I think we need to go there again. Yes, we need to go there again. I wish that day will be all the members of committee will be there because it's good to us because it gives us the experience to our communities also when we go to these areas. I think the owner, Pastor, you want to say something? Yes.
I want to add something before
Let me allow the members to ask on this Mueshe before we...
This morning I received an SMS, a case number of that vehicle which was stolen. The case was that one of Vuka Bafazi project at Mueshe. Yes, Mueshe. Then the case was sent to court. The driver is still there, and everybody, the case was thrown out of the court. I think if we go there, we will be able to dig everything out, because you know, how can the driver took the vehicle and the vehicle went missing, exactly, and the case is thrown out of the court. The counsel was very much bitter when she phoned this man. I said, okay, I'll report it, because I wanted to say, to put a question to the minister so that they must investigate, the team investigate, where is the one, how did this case went on in court? Because, you know, nothing has been done. Thanks, Chairperson. I support them.
Thank you, Chairperson. After discussing the issue of worship fully, let's also invite the Chairperson of the House, because he was very interested to also visit Mwesh. The date we are visiting Mwesh, let's involve him to also attend with us. Thank you. Maybe the community will attend now.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, members. On the 1st of August, the office of Mr. Mashlangu received communication from the Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries for nominations for the Agricultural Marketing Council, which falls under the Marketing of Agricultural Products Act. This was on the 1st of August. This was only ATC and referred to the committee shortly before we went on our oversight visits, and then prior to that it was the joint sitting, so the committee did not have time to deal with the matter. The matter was, however, reserved for consideration only. So the committee could have prioritized whether they want to deal with the matter or not. But according to the Act, we have to make nominations. So what the department has, I've spoken to the department yesterday, and she said she will speak to the Office of the Minister and the DG to see whether we can get an extension. So which would mean that if we do get an extension, I will then relate all the documentation via email and hard copies to members who will then make nominations for the council. But because the matter was referred for consideration, we can take a different route. Members can send the nominations directly to me, and I will then send it to the department. Because if the matter was referred for consideration in a report, it would have required us to call a meeting to correct in order to receive those nominations. So this way around, it would be a lot easier. Should we get the extension, then I will communicate. We'll send the documents electronically and hard copies to all members. You can then, I will then communicate the new cut-off date, and members could forward me their nominations for the council, and I will send them off to the department. Thank you.
Okay. I think it will be proper for us as members to send the nominations via the chairperson. So that the chairperson must know what we are. It is not proper if we send the nominations right to you, but the nominations must fire the chairperson, so that when we get the information from the chairperson. Thank you.
Just clarifying, once I get the nominations, I must send it via the chairperson's office to the department, or must the members send it to me via the chairperson's office, Ma? I'm just clarifying on that.
No, when you receive,
okay.
When you receive, I send to the
chairperson.
What about me?
Today.
I didn't know.
What?
I don't know whether I checked correctly my program.
No, I got an email.
Daddy.
Because I know because I'm doing the condolence.
I've got a talk.
What did you bring them? Welcome. This gentleman is from